The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. It's On the Clock with Aaron Green, of course. My name is Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Enius III, also known as Kahun on Kusara. And I am sitting in for Aaron Green. Aaron, just wanted to let y'all know that she got to get some gnaps this morning. You know, someone tell her where she could find some sweet, sweet gnap. So that's where she is this morning. You know what I mean? But I am here to carry you through the 10 o'clock hour. And, you know, today we're going to continue the conversation that we started out with last week. We have a wonderful guest that I'll introduce in just a second. But before I do any of that, I just got to get some business out of the way. I want to let you know that your Saturdays are about to get a whole lot more interesting. Our all-new Saturday lineup is here, beginning this Saturday on Guardian Radio. All right, so we got the Eye Opener at 9 a.m. We'll be joined by a whole new crop of shows. All right, so the Eye Opener is something that's been in place. The accredited from 10th year seniors will be coming on at 11 a.m., the accredited. And then at 12 p.m., we got the happy hour. We got the return of Tell It to Stanya. Yeah, with Stanya Davis at 1 p.m. At 2 p.m., we got all new editions of University Drive. Yeah, I've tuned into University Drive quite a few times. Pretty interesting show. And then at 3 p.m., the new show, Our Blue Bahamas from Brief. All right, so that's at 3 p.m., a full slate of amazing shows this and every Saturday on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Make sure you tune in on Saturdays and, of course, every day here on Guardian 96.9 FM. I pray that everyone is staying safe on the roads. We had some rain, at least when I was coming in. It was a little wet on the roads. So I want to ask you to just be safe on the road and just be safe in general. You know, I pray that everyone is having a wonderful Thursday. And, you know, I really pray that today's conversation means to you what it means to me. And by that, I mean that I think that as a nation, it's important for us to have hard conversations. I don't think today's conversation will be so hard, but I do think that ultimately will allow for us to maybe just see things in a different perspective, right? I think it's important that we change the perspective occasionally so that the conversations that ultimately come out of these types of shows can ultimately help us, right? And so today, we're continuing the conversation about African Holocaust Month, all right? The month of October is African Holocaust Month. Of course, we just celebrated National Heroes Day here in the Bahamas. I want to say congratulations to all of the people who would have received the various awards for their efforts here in the country. I think that's a very important exercise, you know, each year to stop and just recognize our national heroes, and ultimately give those of us who are looking up to these national heroes an example of what we can be, right? As I said last week when I hosted AM. I pray that we as a country, because, you know, this month used to be highlighted by what was called Discovery Day, and then it became National Heroes Day, right? But I always want to make sure that we understand the context within which these people became heroes, right? We ultimately are a colony of Great Britain. They would say a former colony. So we'll run with that narrative, a former colony of Great Britain. But we still hold on to a lot of the vestiges of colonialism. And there are still things that we're working through to better this great Bahamas, right? The best little country in the world, right? The place where, as Dr. Miles Monroe would say, the place where God actually lives, right? And with that being said, it's important for us to constantly understand that we are still being affected by things that have happened to us in our past, especially the 90% of us who are of African descent in this country. And so with that being said, today's conversation on African or African Holocaust Month, I have a special guest here. He's been on the Guardian 96.9 radio station before. He's actually been in here, but he's not here physically today. He's going to come in through Zoom. His name is Rev Dr. A.J. Varmer, and we're going to bring him in just a second once Kermit is ready. But, he's in? He's in? My brother, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. He got you set up already. I was waiting for him, thinking you weren't set up. How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. Listen, I'm listening to you. These are my brother. Oh, it's me.
right. Well, our guest today, we have Dr. AJ Varma. He's the head priest, what we call our Bosesh of the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah, and I brought him in because I think it's important that, you know, we have a perspective from somebody who, you know, is not only a leader, you know, within our church, but someone who has really taken the time to just research and just understand and just have life experiences that I think we can all benefit from. African Holocaust Month is a time of healing. It's a time of remembering. It's a time of observing. And each Saturday we've been meeting on Zoom. You can go to journeyhomegroup.com and you can click on that third week. We're going to talk about it in a bit. You can register. But we're having wonderful guests and wonderful conversations. So we're going to talk about African Holocaust Month and then whatever else we need to talk about. But my brother, how are you doing today, man?
Holding strong,
good,
strong.
Good.
Also, want you, if we can put in there, an African Holocaust Month, it's a time to be pissed off.
All right.
A little bit. You can be a little pissed
yes.
off. Yes. Right? It's okay to be upset that things that happened to you that you didn't like and you don't agree with. And, you know, when a person is assaulted, whether physically or sexually or you know, whichever other kind of way, you expect a level of righteous indignation.
Mm.
You expect a level of, you know, when Hamas went into Israel and snatched up Israeli citizens, we understood Israel's being pissed.
Yeah.
Right? We may not agree with how far it's gone.
You know, right.
That, we leave that to each person. Because you know, I don't, per se, because of young, you know, little children and women getting killed and displaced.
Mm-hmm.
However, their initial reaction of being upset about what had taken place to their citizens, we have the same right to be pissed off globally as to what's taking place and affected us. That shouldn't take away from our religiosity of how spiritual we are or are not, because we still say that Israel is chosen seed and chosen people of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's still 80 million
Bahamas,
plus
you
Christians
already?
Just in the United States
mm-hmm.
that are fully supportive of Israel, the Greater Israel Project, and they're not disgusted that that people are being killed because they see these as the chosen people of God. So we melanated people have to see ourselves as chosen of our ancestors, of
yes.
our Most High Heavenly One, of our Creator, and be pissed, you know, when the Islamists called Boko Haram kidnapped those little girls in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And I remember the time First Lady Michelle Obama said, bring back our girls. And there was a whole bring back our girls program.
Mm-hmm.
And people were pissed for a little bit, then it was gone. When we saw black bodies being sold in Libya after the fall of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, you know, and people were pissed. I can't believe that. So we have a right to be pissed that
yes.
it still happened.
Yes.
I just want to make that clear. It's not just a celebration. That's Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
You can celebrate and sing the song. Dr. King tried to love somebody. All the rap songs and that's wonderful. This time of year, the is a time of year of righteous indignation. Righteous indignation for us to stand up and say, like the Israelis, like the so-called Jews of today, and any other group of people that are being marginalized, the Rohingya that's in Burma, the different people, the people of Ukraine. We look at the Ukrainians and the world says, yes, they need to stand up against Russia. It's not right. You can't just invade them. Good. I want that same thing when it comes to France going into Burkina Faso. I want that same thing when it comes to France going into Senegal. I want that same thing when it comes to France going into to Togo. I want the same thing when it comes to European nations invading melanated nations and twisting and miseducating. I want that same pray for Paris and pray for, I want that same thing. We pray for Paris. We pray for the Notre Dame. We pray for Boston. We pray, but we don't pray for Africa. We don't pray for melanated countries. That's the issue that we're here to discuss
today. Yes, yes. And that's a great place to start. When you talk about it being okay to be pissed off, who or what is it okay to be pissed off at?
We're pissed off at, number one, ignorance. Because ignorance is a contemptible disease. And it's a disease that spreads so fast. And it's so contagious that you won't even know when it got you.
Yeah.
Right? Ignorance causes you to deny what's right in front of you. One of the symptoms of ignorance, I would call it, what's the word that everyone would talk about when someone, cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
One of the major symptoms of ignorance is cognitive dissonance, where you deny your cognition, your awareness denies what's right in front of you. Follow. When a person, as a melanated person says, I don't see color. I didn't say about hating nobody, so don't twist it yet. Because I know people already, oh, hey, nah, I didn't say that. I said you didn't see color. If a person, a grown person, not a teenager, but a grown adult, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 plus years old, says, I don't see color, thinking that they're saying something righteous, I say, well, give me your drive license because then you're going to crash because you don't
see color. Right.
When you look at the condition, the Jews of Israel don't say, I don't see Judaism. I don't. They'll tell you when Whoopi Goldberg said Jew is not a race, they say, oh, yes, it is. You better recognize us as a color. She said Jew is not a race. Jew is a part of the white race. They made her apologize and recognize and have to come on television and say, whoopsie, I didn't know Jew is a color. Jew is a race. They made her see race. We didn't say, no, 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 Whoopi is right. There's no race. They're all God's children. They're all one people. We watched as a black woman who's rich, who's famous, had to come and apologize because she recognized reality that if you say black, white, and Asian or an Oriental, that the Jews would fall under white. We all understand that. That's one plus one. But they made her deny what her brain and her mind was seeing, what her brain, her mind, her heart saw. They said, no, override that and create a new race for us. That's amazing. So the first issue we have is ignorance. And then it is, as the great Baba, his name is Dr. Neely Fuller. He was the mentor of the great Dr. Francis Cress Walson, who wrote the Ice. Baba Neely Fuller, who by the grace of the Most High is still with us, he made it clear. He said that ignorance, fear and denial are the children of ignorance, and ignorance is the child of racism, white supremacy. So what we're fighting is racism, white supremacy. And before anybody says, oh, that's racist, the president, Joe Biden, before he lost his full faculties with what he's struggling with, he came in as a president and he said the most dangerous issue in America as far as terrorism, which the FBI agreed with him, is white nationalism that functions under his term, racism, white supremacy. President Biden said this. Kamala Harris, for many, who we hope will be the next president in America. She said what? The same thing. She said the same thing. So I don't want anyone that's listening to your program today saying, oh, racism, white supremacy, that's a myth. Then what is President Joe Biden talking about? What is Vice President Kamala Harris speaking about? If racism, white supremacy is not real. If it's not real.
Right.
So the same thing that President Joe Biden, I'm quoting the president now,
right.
I'm quoting the president, Kamala Harris, I'm quoting Vice President Kamala Harris, the same thing that they spoke about is what I'm speaking about.
Right.
The same thing that the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation of the United States, says is the most dangerous problem in America today is white nationalism. Mm. That's what I'm talking about. Mm. And white nationalism is not just the guys with the tiki torches that are marching. White nationalism is the teachers who are racist. The white nationalism is the bus driver. White nationalism is these kind of people.
Yes.
White nationalism are air pilots. There are people that are influencing the textbooks that are coming to Bahamas.
Yeah.
Yeah. That are coming to Bahamas. The curriculum that they're taking to the Caribbean nations and changing the narrative, taking the writings of history and rewriting history. And they're going to have this new history of Columbus was a great man. That's where it's going.
So it seems like, I mean, when we talk about ignorance, and we talk about the fact that this ignorance, it breeds fear, it breeds denial, and ultimately racism, white supremacy. What has to happen in order for a people to ultimately be, it seems like an attack almost, like ignorance is something it's been weaponized.
Yes, it has. Ignorance has been weaponized. But go ahead. You were saying happens when?
So I'm just trying to be clear for our listeners in terms of understanding, you know, ignorance is a word that we use it often in everyday conversation. It comes to keeping a people ignorant collectively. That seems to mean that or imply that there definitely has to be some effort that goes behind that to make sure that people collectively on a global level are being kept away from certain information. Is that what I'm hearing?
People on a global level are being kept in fear.
Okay.
Ignorance gives birth to fear and denial.
Mm-hmm.
Fear and denial are the parents of racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say it again, just in case I missed it.
Right.
Ignorance gives birth to fear and denial. Fear makes you where you're afraid to speak up against those atrocities that other people have perpetuated against you and are in denial about.
Mm.
So melanated people globally are made to live in fear. When Kyrie literally shared a post.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving, Amazon, yes.
Mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving shared a post, just shared it. Didn't even put like. Shared a post that's being sold off of Amazon still to this day. No one said it's got to be taken off of Amazon. You can go on Amazon and buy Mon Com.
Mm.
Hitler's.
That's right.
Right? You can go on there and buy all kind of racist writings.
Mm-hmm.
But because Kyrie shared it, they made him have to apologize.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Kanye merely said blue. They made him have to lose $1 billion. Because he said the original black people are the original Hebrews. But the same people who made him have to apologize, if you go and do online, they'll say Yeshiva University out of Israel did research of a black tribe down in Uganda called the Lemba, L-E-M-B-A. Anyone can go on YouTube, type in Lemba, L-E-M-B-A, and they'll say the Lemba of Uganda, the European, British, and Israeli doctors and scientists took their Y-DNA and say they are 90% Kohanim, 90%
wow.
of the original priests of Israel.
These the black people.
Jews of wow. black people. And the so-called Jews of Israel are only 7% Kohanim.
Wow.
So I'm not the best at math.
Well, I know, right?
I know if my child comes home with a 90 and some other child comes home with a 7, we're going to have a problem. Mm. Not the problem with the kid with the 90.
Mm.
But for some reason, denial makes the kid with the 90% DNA the problem.
Mm. Wow.
It makes the kid with the 7% DNA the chosen.
Mm.
And if I say that, that's racism.
Mm.
That's ignorance.
Yes. Yes.
Ignorance makes you deny reality.
Mm.
The reality is that the Lemba and the Falasha and the Hendendawa and the Igbo and many melanated people in the diaspora, you are that seed.
Mm.
That's a fact.
Yes.
That's fact.
Yes.
But denial says, oh, that's anti-Semitic.
Hmm.
How can I be anti what I am?
Right.
I'm anti-me. That's kind of weird.
Right.
But if I'm being, but if I am of the Semites, or I am the original Black Arabs, now history, science, archaeology says there was a point on Earth where the only people were melanated people.
Yes.
Fact. The bones of Lucy, author of Pithecine, the bones of Kenyan woman, Kenyan Pithecine, Ethiopian woman, the Lobono bones of Nigeria, confirm that the oldest people on Earth are melanated.
Mm.
Now, what's a Black person to read that and go, well, that don't mean nothing. That part is a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because when a European finds, they just found out the other day Columbus was Jewish. Mm. How many people saw that? It was on NPR radio, National Press Radio. They did the reveal. They were trying to find out. They had his bones. And they've been saying, well, he's Italian. Some people said, no, he's Spanish. Some people said, no, he's British. And they checked it and said, oh, my God, Columbus was Jewish.
Mm.
Don't believe me.
NPR.
Anyway, go online.
Mm.
NPR. You'll pull it up. Right? Did the Jews go, no, 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 he wasn't Jewish. He was a tyrant. No, they all about the Italians are pissed like, whoa, whoa. No, he was Italian. You see? Mm. They want to claim greatness. We're the only people that deny greatness when it comes to ourselves.
Yes.
I ain't no special thing. Jesus wasn't Black. Color don't matter. Revelations, he is lamb's wool. Feet of fine brass as if it's burned in a furnace. I wear a brass cross and I put a match to it all the time to show people burnt brass is blah, 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 black. You look at it. You see it. You read God's word. He says it. And then you say, well, that don't mean nothing. That's ignorant. That's ignorance.
Wow.
To read something that tells you you are important and that God saw it important enough to tell you that this was what the man's color was. Sard stone, Revelations 3, that he was as dark as sardin stone. Sardin stone is purple brown, deep, dark chocolate brown, reddish chocolate brown, gold sardin stone. Yeah, but that don't mean nothing. That is ignorant.
Mm.
And then the people of denial will support our fear because we're afraid to offend everybody.
Yeah.
I don't want to offend nobody. Everybody offends us. You go to the Saudi Arabia, to the Middle East, they got shows coming on, still dressing in blackface, making jokes about Black people.
Yeah.
They don't apologize.
Nope.
They got slaves, Black people sold as slaves in Saudi Arabia and in the UAE.
Mm.
They don't feel bad about it.
Right.
They call you monkey. They call you Zinji in Arabic, which means N-I-G-G-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say it.
Right.
They call you these names, Zinji. They don't apologize for it. You go to places in South America where the melanin recessive people of South America, not the Blacks of South America, not the Browns of South America, look down on Black people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't feel bad about it.
Right. Right.
You go to when Donald Sterling was the owner of the Clippers, he and the owner of the Atlanta Hawks at the time both got busted talking about the Jews. Look at, you can go online and listen to it. It's still on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
How the Jews treat Blacks in Israel. Everybody forgot that all of a sudden. He didn't feel bad. The young lady's like, but that's not right. He said, what do you mean it's not right? It's the way it is. Look at them. They're animals. They play for us. We pay them money to shoot the ball. They're like a monkey. Everybody act like we didn't see it and that Donald Sterling was the only one.
Mm.
Meanwhile, they're blocking Black people from owning teams.
Yep.
They went after Ice-T's Big Three League,
mm-hmm.
and he went and proved in the U.S. Supreme Court that the Jewish owners of the NBA conspired to undermine his league and worked with the Jewish owners of the television stations to not show his league because his league was becoming more popular than the NBA. That's right now. That's right now. But Black people are here, but that don't mean nothing. I ain't never heard nothing, not me. That's ignorant because of fear. What is fear? False evidence appearing real.
Mm.
Because of ignorant, false evidence through propaganda that's promoted, made real, that you're nothing. You accept it. I didn't see the prime ministers of Israel stand up. Yitzhak Rabin, Shimon Peres. I didn't see nobody stand up and say, what Donald Sterling has said, we Jews in Israel, that is not true.
Mm.
Because the Ethiopians living in Israel would say, yes, that is true.
Mm.
But Black people act, it ain't happening to me. I've never seen no racism around these parts. No, sir, not me. And we, that is fear, because we're afraid. And the great Frances Cress Wilson said, why are we afraid? She said she did research on a little boy who was acting up in school and said, what's wrong? Don't you want to do good in school? Don't you want to be a leader? He said, I don't want to be no leader. And she said, why not? Because leaders get killed. Mm. And she said, wow, this child articulated what most black adults feel. You're afraid to speak because when you speak, you're exiled. When you speak, you're assassinated. When you speak, your character is assassinated. When you stand up and say, what is this person who's kicking me, beating me, raping me, attacking me, I don't like it. How dare you say you don't like it? Come on, LeBron, shut up and dribble. How dare you speak out against the killing of dare you speak out against the Jenna Six? How dare you speak out against Tamir Rice? Oh, I know what you're going to say, but that's not happening in the Bahamas. No, but every night in the Bahamas, oh, they're killing our kids. What's wrong? Why are our kids killing each other?
That's right.
Oh, it's an anomaly. Oh, not an anomaly. When you've conditioned a child, a lion from young, that lions are not important, that lions' bodies are not important, that lions do religion, indoctrination of false imagery in religion, that lions are not important because lions are the image. Scar was dark skin in The Lion King. Jafar was dark skin in Aladdin. This is the propaganda that teaches lion cubs that lion skin and lion look and lion bodies bad. And if I see me as bad, you know, the baby doll test that was used in the Brown versus the Board of Education, which Oprah Winfrey ran on her show and many others. You know about the white lady, Miss Jane Elliott, who speaks out against it. You know about the white man, Tim Wise, who says the same thing I'm saying. You know about the white pastor in Chicago, Reverend Flager, who says the same thing I'm saying right now. And when they say it, and when Jane Elliott showed it on the Oprah Winfrey show, nobody said, my God, Jane Elliott, she's a racist. No, you said, oh, see, that's true. And then within 24 hours, cognitive dissonance acted up, and we got scary again. Oh, well, that was just a show, because I ain't never seen that's the problem.
Yeah.
The thing that Jay, what's her name, Jada Pickett glorified on her red carpet or red table talk show, that she glorified Jane Elliott for saying, is the thing that black people, through fear, ran from Shahrazad Ali and Frances Cress Wilson and Marimba Hani and Clonora Hudson Wing. When black women said it way before Jane Elliott, that's table right. talk didn't bring them on. Oh, but when Jane Elliott says, oh, Jane Elliott, she's the God himself. When Farrakhan or Khalid Muhammad or Elijah Muhammad or the great Dr. Martin Luther King in his writings, where do we go from now, chaos or community, when he wrote, I took my people into a birth, when he said it, when Dr. Clark and Dr. Ben, when Naeem Akbar, when Amos Wilson said, oh, that's the devil, ooh, I rebuke you, Satan. But when Tim Flagler said it, when Tim Wise said, oh, Lord Jesus, look at these white men standing up for us. I do praise him for saving me. What is wrong with us? Now, if you're offended by anything I've just said, that means I'm speaking truth to your power. That's why it's offended. Truth. Only fools duck when the truth is thrown at them. Only fools duck when the truth is thrown at them. If you're not suffering from cognitive dissonance and you hear truth, I'm quoting historical television, media, history, and you're offended. Why is the truth offending? Only fools duck. Or only liars are anti the truth. So you're either a fool or a liar, or you're suffering from cognitive dissonance. I'm gonna give everybody cognitive dissonance, because I'm sure of the other two choices, we'll all just choose cognitive dissonance. We'll all just choose, well, I didn't know.
Right.
Ain't nobody ever told me, stop that. I always tell people, I don't talk to teenagers. I only talk to adults. Because adults are able to say, you know what, you're right.
Yep.
I am acting up today. Let me take two. You know, when you get a headache, you take two pills. We got the two pills. One's called truth, one's called reality. You got to go around, start giving everybody. Did you take your truth and reality? No, I didn't take it today. And that's why my cognitive dissonance is acting up.
Flaring up.
Get some truth. It's flaring up again. I missed 3 days. I didn't take my truth and my reality. Because when you miss your soap operas, when you miss your favorite show, when you miss your favorite movie, you recognize you're missing something. It's time for melanated people to recognize we're missing something. It's okay. It's okay to say I missed something. But to defend ignorance, that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we gotta stop defending ignorance. So hopefully I pissed off enough people today to get them to call in and get on Kahun Uncle Sarah.
323.
Aeneas the Third. He's located at 137.
323-622-3232-325-4316. 325-4259. Of course, toll free in the family of islands, 242-300-5720. And then, of course, our text line. We already got a text that came through. I'll read it in a bit. But the text line is 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Of course, the text line is powered by BTC. Let's run to this call right quick, Kermit, to see with Aaron Green being hosted today by Kahun Uncle Sarah. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hello, Uncle.
Yes.
Hey, Uncle. This is Caller here. I'm calling all the way from LaGrange, Georgia.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Now, you know where that is. You know where that is.
Yeah.
Right? I can't leave the parking lot because today has to be two Thursdays. And thank you so much for this show. Thank you so much to the brother who is speaking truth.
It's Dr. Vama.
I thank you for pissing me off. Now, I am going back to work with some individuals who may not have the same opinion as we do, but I shall be dignified and I shall hold my head high. Thank you so much for the
day. Amen. Thanks for listening. Thanks so much for listening. 323-622-3232-325-4316, 325-4259. Dr. Vama, it seems as if some people, you know, they've heard what you've had to say and they like it. The brother's calling all over Grange, Georgia. So we're great.
It's not what I have had to say. Mm. We all stand on the shoulders of people from the great Amy Jacques Garvey, who kept the writings and teachings and message of the great Baba Marcus Mosiah Garvey, all the way through the great Nobu Drew Ali, all the way through the great Clara Muhammad and the Baba, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, all the way through the Naeem Akbars, and all the way through the Malcolm X's, and all the way through the Dr. Betty Shabazz, and all the way through the Kenrick Clarks, and Yosef Ben Yochanan's, and Francis Cress Wilson's, and Neely Fuller's, and Ivan Van Sertima, right, and Arturo Schoenberg, and Winnie Mandela, and Nelson Mandela, and Kwame Nkrumah, and Jomon Kenyatta. This is a global thing, this awakening that's moving. You know, they thought they could kill each of these, or jail, or assassinate, or character assassinate each of these names and so many other names that we don't have enough time to say them all on your show. Mm-hmm. They thought that they could kill that individual, and they thought that that individual was the person. If they got rid of Martin Luther King, it would die. If they got rid of Malcolm, it would die. If they got rid of Bob Marley, it would die. And they didn't realize truth.
Yes.
It's the spirit of consciousness. It's the true light that lighteth every man, every human being, every woman that comes into the world. It is there. Now, society does everything it can through misinformation and false education and misindoctrination to kill it. But you can't kill the spirit, because it moves. Every time you kill one, it disperses to everyone else. Mm. And it moves. It moves because conditions, nature versus nurture. You're trying to tell my divine nature that what is being nurtured with, you know, when you nurture a child with poison, eventually that child gets sick of the poison. So when you keep telling melanated people that we're nothing, through the media, you know, we're still now playing the gangster and always playing the murderer and the killer and the pimp and the prostitute, and they're back to that black exploitation film, sexploitation. After a while, you get tired. You know, when you eat McDonald's, after a while, it don't taste good. You ever try to eat a cold McDonald's burger? You ever try to re-eat it?
It's not the same.
You realize it's crap. No offense to the McDonald's people. If you ever want to sponsor me, right, I'm the man. Whatever, just put that out there. I'm just playing, right?
Yeah.
Right? But y'all understand what I'm saying. You ever try to eat fast food that don't taste good?
Yeah.
And then you realize, what is this? This can't, because yesterday, it tasted good. But today, it don't taste like good home cooking. Well, that's what's happening. all around the world, people of melanin ancestry, people of indigenous ancestries of their lands, both those born in the continent and those born off continent in other worlds and other societies, and those who were kidnapped from continent and taken to those places. People are now getting tired of the filth. The book of Revelations chapter 18 said they lived deliciously in the harlot. All of us living under so-called Arab or Arab, as Busta Rhymes call it, or European indoctrination and kidnapping and false education and enslavement. After a while of living in the harlot, we ate it all. We ate all the gawk and the gook and the garbage and the muck and the mire. We ate all the filth. We ate it. We tried everything, all the drugs and all the sex and all the music and all the every. We ate. That's what the harlot, living deliciously. It's a delicatessen. We had all the fine wines. The book of Revelations 18 says all her wines and her silks and her rayons. This harlot gave us all of this crap. And after a while of eating all this sweet, savory, garbage, false grape juice and false orange sodas and fake wines and fake butts and breasts and women and men and all of it, after a while, you just don't taste good no more. And that's what's scaring certain people. That's what's causing certain people to be in denial, is they're going, you don't like it no more? It's cancer. We saw enough of our relatives get cancer. You start going, well, how my mom, how my dad got cancer? How they got high blood pressure? How they got gout? How they got cholesterol? How they got this? And you realize it's because somebody been feeding us poison. In the same way we realize that about food, and many people are making good dietary changes and good dietary choices, and we're taking colon cleanses, and we're taking, psyllium husk and aloe vera juices, and we're drinking marby and sea moss, and we're cleaning our blood. Well, as that's happening on a physical level, and we're getting healthy and we're exercising, we do a Just Walk campaign, the Holy Coptic Church, when we see that happening, guess what else is happening? We're taking some X-lax of the mind. We're taking some psyllium husk of the mind and aloe vera juice and the magnesium, citrus of magnesium. We're taking these laxatives to clean our minds. And there's some people that are in denial because now black folks are going, wait a minute, see, because Kyrie was supposed to do Puffy. He's supposed to get rich and frolic and frolic and do all that kind of crap. He would have been okay with that. They don't mind. Magic Johnson said, I slept with so many women. Ooh, we love Will Chamberlain, I slept with 20,000 women. Ooh, Will Chamberlain. Kyrie said, black people are original. Ooh, Kyrie, what's wrong with you? What you been taking? He been getting his mind right. When Amari Stoudemire said, I'm original Hebrew. Ooh, Amari, we got to get you out the league. Can't have that. When Tiffany Haddish said, I found out I'm Jewish. My family's original Hebrew. Ooh, Tiffany, I think you messed with some kids. That's a slander, but it's not true. Okay, sorry. And messed up her name. That's propaganda.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as black people are making money and acting fools and gyrating, ooh, we going to bring her to the rally. Bring Megan Thee Stallion. Go ahead, Megan. You're a stallion. Pop it. Let's get some black votes through. Pop in the air. Make it pop. Uncle Luke, let's go, Megan.
You got another call.
Alicia Keys says, let's go makeup free and be our natural. Yes. Oh, Alicia, girl. You messing up the perm and makeup. Come on now.
Yep. Yeah, we got another call. Caller on the line. Caller, you're welcome to On the Clock.
Yes, good day, brother Anku, and good day to your guests.
Good morning, my brother.
Yes,
good morning.
Interesting conversation, brother Anku, but I totally agree with the ignorance and people denying what in the front of their face and things like that. And I'm one who's sick and tired of the ignorance. You know, I'm one of those individuals who's about solution. You know, who's not about for drawing out things for years and years and years, like how I see it, like, you know what I mean? So, like, for me, I like to get to like, you know what I mean? Let's go. Like you said, cognitive dissonance is a very serious and real thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing about it is that sometimes individuals who accuse people of cognitive dissonance find themselves faced with the very same thing when they are faced with information that challenges the truth that they, or challenges information that they have accepted for themselves, right? Now, me, I personally don't believe that individuals talking about I mean, I know you covered more than just that, but individuals talking about what's going on in America is going to solve our problem in the Bahamas. You know, we have a different situation here than our brothers and sisters in America. We understand the whole civil rights struggle and everything else, but down here, we don't have the same problem as them. You know what I mean? And I personally feel that the solution from our problem is going to come, just like how the Bible say, God is going to raise someone from within our own community, because who could speak to Bahamians like a Bahamian? Who could understand exactly what is going on?
I'll accept that, but let's say two things. Number one, as we just said, maybe you missed it, I don't know what time you signed in. I made it clear that even in the Bahamas, your curriculum is determined by America. The television shows that your children watch are influenced by America.
Well,
the rap music,
let me finish.
Bahamas is a protectorate of America, directly or indirectly.
Yes, right? But I'm talking about our education system.
Your curriculum is influenced.
Even though American and British
America and England are direct influencers of the curriculum of any country that was a present or former colony. Fact.
Yes.
That's not me. That's just fact, right? Kahun Uncle Sarah has been in education in Bahamas, teaching at a Kefren and teaching at
the teachers go to the United States to be educated.
Right. So let's just accept the reality of that. Now, I'm pushing back a little bit. When we say it's going to come from in the Bahamas, how do we know it hasn't? I've watched women on radio, whether it was Chrissy Love trying to spread the truth the way she could. People watched as she was pushed out. I've watched Dr. Cleveland III for over 20 years on radio and television, doing TV shows to put messaging out. People hear it. I like what you're saying, but you know I can't right now. So what I always challenge people to do, which your caller is saying, which is a good thing, Jones is, we're all in the, Malcolm X said, black people are not outnumbered, we're out-organized. Mm-hmm. Organized is the root of the word organization. When a person, including myself, says that we see what's being said and it's true, then the question must be asked, what am I a part of? Tell me something I'm a part of or something I'm forming, an organization that I'm a part of or an organization that I'm forming that's going to speak that which and fight for that which I say I already agree. See, in the 60s, when Bahamas or the 50s, 70s or 80s, each nation, Bahamas, Trinidad, Jamaica, Liberia, Congo, wherever, every nation, as it fought for its independence, black people joined something in that country to participate in fixing the problem. Today, we're all independent islands. Yep. I'm not talking about country, I'm talking we as people.
Right.
We're functioning as independent mechanisms. We're in one body, and every cell in the body is doing its own thing and wonders why the body is sick. Said, if thy body be full of light, or if thy body be full of darkness or ignorance. We are functioning as a body full of ignorance. The true light, that the light shineth in the darkness. So we are the light, but we are functioning as little independent bodies. And everyone's doing their own thing, all having the same complaint, all saying we see. So if we see, the way we know a woman or man truly sees is when you and I as men and women decide to come together, whoever you agree with. And if you don't agree with any of the available, form your own.
That's right. We got to run to a quick break.
I'll just push that out.
Yes, thank you so much. We are on the clock with Dr. Varmer. And my name is Kahun Uncle Sarah. We'll be back right after this.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean, cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So what are the boy?
All you gotta do is call them or you text them through the and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info? And when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Bahamas, you all ready? The biggest and best festival is back. It's the International Cultural Wine and Food Festival, October 19th and 20th, right at the historic Fort Charlotte. From 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday, we're bringing you food, drinks, and culture from all over the world. That's right, 20 countries, no passport needed. You hungry yet? And guess what? You can use your sand dollar digital currency or pay cash at the gate. We more than like that. And for just $10 in advance, $15 at the gate, you can eat, drink, and party with the world. And if you're bringing the kids, they get in for just $3 in advance. And Saturday night, don't miss the vibes, because from 7 to 10 p.m., the one and only Visage Bond is hitting the stage to keep the energy high. Plus, we get plenty parking, so no need to worry about that. Get your advance tickets today. Check out our website and Facebook for pre-sale info. Fort Charlotte, October 19th and 20th. Be there or miss out on the best time of the year. It's the International Cultural Wine and Food Festival.
Don't forget about the Spooky Haunted House.
Ready for a show that thinks outside the bar? From 10th year seniors, it's The Accredited, where we combine hard-hitting sports talk with top-tier pop culture takes. We're breaking down the plays, calling out the moves, and debating everything from the locker room stories to the latest TV obsessions. Premiering October 19th at 11 a.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9, step into the arena where real talk meets the culture. This is The Accredited.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Because I'm happy.
The Happy Hour, bringing happiness to the airwaves. Do you want to hear from incredible individuals making a difference in the community? Do you need a motivational reminder of the goodness happening in our Bahama land? Tune in to the Happy Hour, where we will be talking with the people making positive impacts on their communities every day. From the civic leader empowering to the young person leading, the Happy Hour will focus on the goodness all around us. Join the Happy Hour, 12 o'clock on Saturdays. Start October, tune into Guardian Talk Radio to listen in to the Happy Hour.
Unequal gender nationality law is a violation of human rights and a failure of the government to meet its obligations. In 2018, the CEDAW Committee told the Bahamas to set a clear time frame for constitutional reform, to integrate the principle of gender equality into all laws, and to amend the Bahamas Nationality Act 1973 for Bahamian women and men to transmit citizenship on an equal basis. Join Equality Bahamas in demanding action now. Visit tiny.cc/nationality for more.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron. It's Dr. Cleveland W. Aeneas III, also known as Kahuna Nkrumah-Sara. We only got a couple minutes left in the show. We're here with Dr. Varmer, Dr. A.J. Varmer, the head of the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah internationally. I want to run to a text right quick. I can't get in all the texts and phone calls, but this one is, I think, important. It says, good morning. I'm flabbergasted that your guest would compare slavery to the Holocaust. Slavery involved ongoing dehumanization, exploitation, and violence over generations, while the Holocaust was characterized by a systematic, state-sponsored plan for mass extermination. The scale and methods of murder in the Holocaust were unprecedented and distinct from the experiences of enslaved people. The blacks enslaved their own people and sold them to the foreigners. Jews never sold their people to foreigners on the blacks. Dr. Vama would say.
All right. I love all of that. First of all, Jews, there were many Jews who were complacent to the Holocaust. So let's get rid of that misnomer.
Yes.
There were countless Jews. I mean, the Nuremberg trials put Jewish people on trial as well. So let's get, we can get rid of that one. That's an easy one.
And they were Jews in Hitler's army. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. In Hitler's army. So we can, let's let this slide that over. Swipe. Right. only because we got a little bit of time.
Yeah.
The second issue is slavery. I never used the word slavery. I said enslaved, kidnapped, subjugated. I said it's still happening today. Apartheid, medical apartheid, Tuskegee experiment, the sterilization of prisoners today in prison, black prisoners, black women who are having hysterectomies, forced hysterectomies, happening in the United States, happening in Congo, happening today. So that extermination still exists. Apartheid. That apartheid is a Holocaust. It wasn't an enslavement. It was a colonization. The British Holocaust of Nigerians. Look it up. The British Holocaust. Not my words. England's own words. The British Holocaust of Africans in Nigeria. The Congo, Belgium, Congo. Leopold, 16 million exterminated, still happening today. How the Germans removed themselves out of Rwanda and caused the extermination between the Tutsis and Hutus. Still happening today. Stop and search, stop and frisk, going after black identity extremists under the Trump administration with Jeff Sessions. Please, the Holocaust still continues.
That's right.
But I appreciate what the person was trying to say.
Yeah.
Right? Because no one wants their thing to be compared. You want to own the word Holocaust. And I wish with all my heart that they could have owned it. But it is happening to us.
That's right.
A Holocaust means the systematic elimination. When George Zimmer, Von Martin, that's a Holocaust because he was black. When people, Tamir Rice is shot. When we watch George Floyd have a knee on his neck. The very conditions that led to the British, Jewish Holocaust are the same conditions, again, cognitive dissonance. I didn't say it was the disease only black people suffered from. Mm-hmm. When you look at the same thing, 1 + 1 got to be 2 all around the world. So if I look and say all of the TV shows in Germany at the time, when the Nazis took power and Goebbels, the minister of misinformation or propaganda, was creating shows to villainize German Jewish people in order to lead to their extermination. When I see those same type of programs, oh, I'm sorry, Love and Hip Hop, oh, I'm sorry, Housewives of Atlanta. When that same type of programming, The Game, the Girlfriends, when that same type of programming to villainize and sexualize and over-sexualize black women and black men, when that same programming is taking place, I see a Holocaust. I think people need to take a little bit of a breather, do more research outside of the box.
Definitely.
If not, that is the cognitive dissonance.
Exactly.
So it's not the Jewish. And by the way, the Jewish Holocaust, there were black people in Germany getting exterminated too. Mm. Millions of blacks were getting exterminated by the Nazis all the way into Namibia. Look up the Hoardi of Namibia, won by Nazi Germany. And during World War II, how many blacks died in concentration camps? Millions of blacks died. I know that hurts to hear it because I want to claim it as mine. No, it's mine. No, it's ours. We share a common oppressor. Let's have it.
Definitely. Man, I wish we had more time to
Yeah, really... we always have more time.
I know.
We're make time.
You're going
to
make time.
Go to journeyhomegroup.com.
Yes.
Go on Facebook to Holy Coptic Church. I'll let you call Uncle Sarah and Dr. Cleveland and the III. I'll let you tell them so they can find their way if they really want to have out debate anybody. But it's going to be an open forum. It's going to be on my venue. You're not going to set me up so I can be muted. Mm-mm. You want to have a real conversation about the Holocaust? Let's do it. As the great Dr. Henry Clark said, I only debate with my peers. All others, I teach.
Amen.
I stand on his shoulders.
Listen, texters, callers, I wish you could have gotten everybody in, but we got who we could get in. I thank my dear brother, Dr. Vama, for joining us today on The Clock with Aaron Green. My name is Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Enius III. My brother, C.A. Nuri and Guardian AM is up next. Be safe out there, and namaste.
No matter who I marry, no matter where my wife gives birth, our children will be Bahamian, like me.
If I marry a man who's not Bahamian, I have to give birth in the Bahamas, or my children won't even be Bahamian like I am.
That don't even make sense.
That's why we had the referendum in 2016.
But the people vote no.
The government can still do something about it with ordinary legislation. And it needs to develop an action plan and timeline to hold another referendum to deal with gender inequality in the Constitution.
Oh, we can make that happen.
Go to tiny.cc/nationality to support the campaign for equal nationality rights by Equality Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.